Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Ephesians 1, 3 to 14. Ephesians chapter 1, the verses 3 to 14. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us. With all wisdom and understanding, he made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ, to be put into effect when the times reach their fulfillment, to bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth under Christ. In him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we, who were the first to put our hope in Christ, might be for the praise of his glory. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of his glory. My theme for reflection is the mystery of belonging. The mystery of belonging. If you have ever tried to put together a group photo at a family reunion, you know the chaos involved. Someone is blinking, a toddler is sprinting away, and there is always an uncle who insists on making bunny ears. The scene is rarely picture perfect, but somehow it is still beautiful. That is a glimpse of what Paul offers us in Ephesians 1, 3 to 14, a sprawling, diverse, and often messy family gathered under one name, chosen and cherished by God. This passage is a simple, sweeping sentence in the Greek. Like Paul couldn't pause for breath as he praised the God who planned, pursued, and perfected a divine adoption. But beneath all the poetic energy lies a profound problem, human division. Jews and Gentiles, insiders and outsiders, people with deeply different customs and convictions, are now being told they are one family in Christ. And as we know, unity among diverse people is no small feat. Our world still groans under the weight of division. Racial, political, economic, and religious, we don't easily move from hostility to harmony. But God, Paul says, has always had a plan. Before the foundation of the world, God chose to adopt us, not by accident, not by obligation, but according to the good pleasure of his will. It was not a last-minute fix. It was a loving decision, and it is not a cold, impersonal transaction. It is a tender welcome into God's household. This adoption is not a private moment. It is a corporate calling. We and us echo through the text like a chorus, reminding us that faith is not a solo act but a symphony. The plan of God includes many notes, many stories, and many faces. It is not about who performs well or who avoids shenanigans. It is about grace freely given in Jesus, the Beloved, who redeems us through his blood. No performance can earn it. No spiritual skill can force it into existence. It is all God's doing, from choosing to redeeming to sealing us with the Holy Spirit. Paul even calls this sealing with the Spirit a down payment. That means the best is yet to come. We already receive the blessings of belonging to God, but the full inheritance, perfect peace, full unity, and undiluted joy still awaits. And that is what makes this passage not just lofty theology, but practical encouragement. Because in the cacophony of daily life, when we feel like imposters or failures, when we question whether we truly belong, God's word declares, you have been chosen, adopted, and sealed. Because God has chosen us in Christ, we are not aimless wanderers in a broken world. We are heirs, marked and sealed for a secure future. Our lives, though fraught with trials, disappointments, and the passing weight of a fading world, are anchored in a greater story. We have been set apart for a reason, not only to endure, but to inherit the promises of God and to live in a way that reflects His glory. Philosopher Simon Weil once said, "To be rooted is perhaps the most important and least recognized need of the human soul." This is not simply a longing for belonging. It is a clue to our deepest identity. In Christ, God has not only saved us individually, but rooted us in a new community, a people formed for His glory. We are those who place our hope in Christ, who live not for ourselves but for His praise, and who, even now, carry within us the seal of the promised Holy Spirit, a first taste, a down payment of the glorious inheritance yet to come. So don't let the weariness of life convince you that you are forgotten or left behind. Don't fall into the trap of performing your way into belonging. The charade is unnecessary. In Christ, you are already chosen, already included, already sealed. God is not done with your story. And the good news is, He is the one working all things together according to the purpose of His will. Every act of faithful love, every moment of trust amid struggle, every decision to build unity and peace, it is all part of a divine plan that is still unfolding. And it all echoes to one glorious end, the praise of His glory. So take heart, you belong. And the promises of God are not only for the future, they are alive in you today. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where do you struggle most to believe that you are truly chosen and accepted by God? Number two, how can you reflect God's reconciling love to someone different from you this week? And now our practical exercise. Reach out today to someone in your church or community who is different from you, maybe culturally, generationally, or politically. Invite them for coffee or simply start a conversation. Practice being the family God has made you part of. Gracious Father, thank you for choosing us before we ever knew and before we ever knew you. Thank you for adopting us through your Son and sealing us with your Spirit. When we doubt our place in your family, remind us of your grace. Help us to live in unity, not just in word, but in deed. May we reflect your love in how we embrace one another. Teach us to celebrate the mystery of belonging. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.